T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Channing did it's like a symposium, I guess.
Actually, if people don't know, the symposium, that the name symposium, what everybody's used to, the NFL ended it.
Oh, they don't do the rookie symposium?
They don't do it. They put it on team to team. Okay.
Because the rookie symposium, they used to bring all the rookies to one location. I guess, yeah, that's a recipe for trouble.
300 guys.
New millionaires.
You know what? It was interesting to see. They still had a symposium when I was a rookie, and it was cool to see everybody there where – like, my year was who? Aaron Rodgers and Ronnie Brown. Like, right. That
and
year,
we
Cadillac,
all made it.
And they were all, like, you saw the top 10 guys, but then you see the other 170 guys, you know what I'm saying, or 270 guys that are there. And the big-timers, Maurice Claret was the one that acted the biggest at the rookie symposium my year, and he acted like he was going to skip the line, and I don't even remember the guy's name. He dog-cussed Maurice Claret's ass.
You're just
out.
One of the rest of the rookies like us.
Because he didn't even skip the guy. The guy didn't make it. I just know we were all in line, and I saw Maurice Claret walk up and get in line, and the dude got out of line and went back and tapped him. He said, man, get in the back of the line. He was like, nah, bro, we good. He said, you're not good. Get your ass in the back of the line. We're all here for the same reason.
I like that.
And Maurice looked at him, and he stood there with a straight face, and Maurice Claret walked out of line and walked to the back and started talking to somebody else. It's cool to see. You know what? I don't remember anything in the symposium. I was dumb like the rest of these rookies. The interaction between the players was the thing that made me most excited.
Well, Mike Gesicki's on the line here, but you spoke at the Dolphins symposium this weekend, and so you gave. And I'm going
to
ask him
sure
about it.
I got to Mike. I saw it in his eyes.
You gave them, what was the theme of your speech again?
Your career, your money, your life. Oh, I know that just touches Mike deep.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with the second-round pick for the Miami Dolphins, Mike Gesicki. He's going to be our tight end savior. Before I bring Mike on, the Miami Dolphins Foundation on June 2nd will host the 22nd annual Fins Weekend, which is huge. You can attest to that Fins Weekend.
Yeah.
Proceeds from the event benefiting education with an emphasis on scholarship and mentoring. The Fins Weekend Golf Tournament presented by South Florida Ford gives threesomes the opportunity to golf with a current or former Miami Dolphins player at Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne. The Fins Weekend Fishing Tournament is taking place at Rick Rickenbacker Marina and is followed by a weigh-in presented by Hooters South Florida. Festivities conclude with the Fins Weekend Saturday night party. Guests will gather inside a tent at Miami Marine Stadium and revel in music, local food vendors, and the year's largest gathering of players, coaches, alumni, and cheerleaders. If you want more information, and if you're a Dolphins fan, this is something to be at, it's finsweekend.com. Mike Gesicki, the second round pick for the Dolphins, is here. Hello, Mike.
My speech didn't get him, I guess.
That could not have been scripted any better. And really, that could not have been scripted any better. I see that he's calling in. That could not have been any funnier. All right, Mike Gesicki is there after the long introduction and then the hang up. Mike Gesicki is there. Hello, Mike. That was perfect. That could.
Sorry about that. I lost service real quick.
No worries. First of all, I have to start with Crowder. Channing Crowder here, my radio partner, gave you guys a speech. The rookies on Saturday night, Saturday or Saturday afternoon, whatever it was. How did you receive what Crowder said?
It was very, energetic, a lot of, positivity, but a lot of truth, honestly, came with him coming to talk to us. He gave us a lot of good pointers, and, it was a great, overall experience for all the young guys, to talk to him, a guy that's kind of been through it all. So we were happy for him to come through, and, was able to learn a lot.
And Mike, what's going on right now with you? Like, what have you learned? It's been, what, 2 or 3 weeks? Like, what have you seen in the league coming up? You haven't even been in there with the vets yet, really grinding. But what's the difference now that you've transitioned from being a student athlete, a guy that the coaches have to worry about getting at least a C average on his report card, to now catch balls, score touchdowns, get paid? What's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say that the biggest difference for me has just, you know, obviously, you know, you get here and, you know, there's no more class, there's no more, it's just football, 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 and you know, you can kind of see that when you look at the playbook. It's a lot more complex, there's a lot more going on, but, you know, the faster that you can learn your role, your assignment, your job, and not only yours, but, you know, what's going on around you, is the faster that, you know, you can have success on the field. I always say that I'm at my best when I can play fast and play confident. So, you know, the only way that I can play confident is through preparation. And, you know, that's kind of what I've been, you know, putting most of my time and efforts into.
Mike Gesicki is with us, new Dolphins tight end. You grew up in Jersey and you stayed in that area for college. You went to Penn State. So now you're going to be living in South Florida. Like, this is a whirlwind. From the moment that phone rings, and Crowder's told us his own stories, but from the moment that phone rings, this becomes, I'm guessing, a whirlwind for you. Have you spent much time in South Florida, if at all, before you got drafted by the Dolphins?
I mean, coming out of high school, you know, I visited the University of Miami. So, I mean, I spent, you know, maybe a day or two here, and then actually took a 30 visit down here during the entire draft process. But, I mean, that was about it, man. It's been, you know, the entire, you know, Northeast, whether it was New Jersey or whether it was PA, you know, going to Penn State and all that kind of stuff. But I'm happy to be here, man. This is, you know, an adjustment that I am, you know, more than willing to make just because of the opportunity I have and, you know, the opportunity that this team has. So I'm really excited moving forward.
Who's the baddest tight ends out there, Mike? Like, who was, when I came in, Ray Lewis, I played with Zach Thomas. Like, there were guys that I used to watch and film and try to get better. Right now, what film are you watching? Who's those tight ends out there right now where if your game could get somewhere close to them, you would be happy?
Yeah, you know, two guys that, you know, I see that, you know, I watch their film a lot and started watching them in college was, you know, Travis Kelce, you know, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a guy that is extremely versatile. They use him in a ton of different variations, whether he's split out or he's in the backfield, whatever it is. And then, you know, a guy that's a little bit closer to home here because of the way he went to school, Jimmy Graham. He's, you know, a former basketball guy who, you know, used his body, used his size, his athleticism to create mismatches and create matchups. And those are two guys that, because of my skill sets and my, you know, athletic ability and, you know, kind of what I bring to the table with my eyes, those are kind of guys that I watch because, you know, I see, you know, some similar traits.
And, Mike, I messaged you during the rookie speech about it. I was telling y'all about narratives. And narrative of you is that you can't block. They say, oh, right, he's a receiving tight end, receiving tight end. Does that, do you take that as a challenge? Like, is that your number one goal this summer is to get stronger and become a better blocker? Because, like I told you, bro, that's the narrative right now on you. How are you going to change that narrative?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is the narrative. That's what everybody wants to talk about. And I wouldn't even say it's about getting stronger. You know, I feel – like, you know, I have the abilities and the qualities. It's just going to continue to get more reps at it. And you guys know anything about, you know, our tight end coach, Shane Day here. He's huge into technique. He's huge into, you know, doing all the little things right. So just taking coaching. You know, I'm not going to, you know, think that I know it all or think that, you know, I got the answers to everything. You know, I've been here for a week now, and I already feel like I've gotten, you know, so many steps that, you know, ahead of the game already. So just continue to be able to take coaching, continue to get better. And then just kind of watch how the older guys around me are doing it. You know, there's some successful guys in the room that, you know, have been around the league. They've seen different offenses. They've seen, you know, different levels of success. And just watching, you know, those guys and then, you know, implementing that into my game.
Mike Gesicki is with a second-round draft pick for the Dolphins.
Because, Mike, I couldn't cover tight ends. You got to hold them. Just grab a hold of them, Mike. They can't get away from you.
I believe that's an infraction.
Well, you can't let the ref see it, but you got to hold them, man.
But, Mike, do you feel like shouting, when you keep hearing this and seeing it written and whatever, oh, he can't block, he can't block, do you feel like shouting, how about you all shut the bleep up and watch me play before you tell me what I can't do?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, a lot of people that are – you know, talking about, you know, what I can and cannot do. They've never even seen me play, man. They're just going off what people want to say outside, you know, the perspective that, you know, that they have on me. But, you know, ultimately, those are the people that I'm trying to impress. So, you know, thankfully, you know, I'm playing for the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, I have to impress, you know, Coach Gase, Coach Day, You know, and everybody on the Miami Dolphins staff, and that's it. So if people want to talk negative, if people want to tell me what I can and cannot do, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Do whatever you would like. But at the end of the day, my main goal is to just be able to produce on Sundays.
Has Adam Gase, Coach Gase, told you yet, you know, exactly what he's expecting of you this season?
I mean, on my 30 visit here, you know, we watched, you know, just talked about, you know, how he was able to, you know, use Julius Thomas in, you know, Denver and, you know, the success that he was able to have there and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, he's not going to, you know, tell me, you know, all right, we got to, you know, they want me to learn everything. They want me to be versatile. They want me to be able to do everything that's asked me in the playbook, whether it's running a route, whether it's run blocking, whether it's pass protection, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, I'm kind of starting from scratch right now and, you know, building my way up. And I think that ultimately I will, you know, dictate my role in the offense, whether that's a lot or whether that's a little or whether that's nothing or whether that's everything, you know. It depends on how prepared I am. It depends on, you know, how much I want it.
Hey, Mike, I just got to ask you, man, end of the interview. You ran a 4.5 40. You bench pressed 225 22 times, 41.5-inch vertical. That's up there with Calvin Johnson. 129 broad jump. Like, man, you got black dude numbers. I don't know if I have a question, Hawk, but like, you're a white dude with black dude numbers.
Let's all just sit and ponder that for a moment.
Okay, yeah, let's sit back.
Let's just sit and ponder that. We'll let it sit there, Mike. We'll just let that sit there for a moment.
Yeah.
That's better than my numbers,
man. I mean, that's just kind of who I've always been, you know, when it comes to athleticism, whether it was all the sports I was playing. I played football, basketball, volleyball growing up. So, you know, I never really limited myself to one thing. So I think that kind of shows, you know, my versatility. I definitely would say I'm, you know, pretty athletic, but, you know, just need to continue to develop on the field to be able to use those traits to my advantage. Absolutely.
Mike Gesicki,
yeah, he's heard that before. He had the answer ready.
Second-round draft pick for the Miami Dolphins. I just, you know, we get new players in. We like to get to know them a little bit. I want the listeners to get to know you a little bit. So quickly here, do you put sprinkles on ice cream?
No, actually not. I mean, I have before, but it's definitely not a go-to for me.
Right, but it's. I mean, adults shouldn't, right? I mean, that should be cut off at what, 12?
I don't know, man. I'm not the one to make the decisions around here. You know. If you like them, put them on, you know. It's all up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that. It's up to me, and I say
he's
don't.
He's a big fella now.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. I understand. You just
as long as you know.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you seen the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I have not.
Wow, okay. He's a young kid. I mean, obviously he hasn't. Can Meatloaf, these are things we talk about on the show. Can Meatloaf be considered an upscale, nice entree?
I don't know, man. I've only had meatloaf once in my life.
Really?
Yeah, Mike, you done lived a good life, bro.
Wow, you've only had meatloaf once in your life.
Yeah.
I guess I have a lot to experience, a lot left to do.
Yeah. Right. What year was the Depression?
Like 1930.
He wasn't even thought
no,
of.
No, I understand that, okay. But I mean, but meatloaf. Yeah.
No.
Meatloaf is it's a staple. It's a comfort
Mm-mm.
food.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Do you play Fortnite?
So I do. I'm not great at it. I let Hyde there the whole time, and I played with my roommate back at school, and I would just throw him the controller when it got down to like the crucial moments because I'm not a big video gamer when it came to that. But
like being on a fishing vessel, and the moment you hook the fish, you hand the pole to someone else.
Exactly.
You don't want the victory royale on your own.
I would love to. I'm just not capable of it right now. I need to continue to work at it, you know. Just, you know, but believe me, when, you know, the big moments come on the field, I don't back away from that. I'm excited for that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Mike. Don't worry about no damn fork knife. Get on the field and play ball.
Fork knife.
No doubt.
That's what I was talking
don't
about.
Don't worry about fork knife.
Can you name all four Beatles?
Oh God, no. I don't even. No. No,
can't name the four Beatles. This is shocking.
I don't even want to try to embarrass myself right now on the radio.
All right, give us one factoid. Give us something that all Dolphins fans, I always try my hardest. I was on Wheel of Fortune once. Channing had two rows of teeth instead of one row of teeth. Like, give us a factoid about Mike Gesicki that everyone will find interesting.
I mean, honestly, I would have to go back to my high school days back when I played volleyball. You know, I tell everybody I play volleyball, and people look at me like I got like three heads. Like volleyball, like is that a sport in New Jersey? What do you guys do? When do you play that? But you know, honestly, playing that sport has helped me tremendously, becoming an athlete and becoming, you know, the player that I am. You know, you see all those jump balls in the end zone, and you know the big catches over top of people, all that kind of stuff, and it comes from that.
Oh, my God. I just realized the new Dolphins tight end, the new savior, is Falero, our producer. Plays volleyball. He plays Fortnite. Like,
millennials,
everything I make fun of Falero for, this is our new savior. All right. Mike Gesicki, second-round draft pick for the Dolphins. And we're excited, man. We are looking forward to rooting for a tight end. So good luck, man.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you making time for us. Mike Gesicki there. One reminder again, Miami Dolphins Foundation on June 2nd will host the 22nd annual Fins Weekend with proceeds from the event benefiting education with an emphasis on scholarship and mentoring. The Fins Weekend Golf Tournament presented by South Florida Ford gives threesomes the opportunity to golf with a current or former Miami Dolphins player at Crandon Golf at Key Biscayne. The Fins Weekend Fishing Tournament is taking place at Rickenbacker Marina and is followed by a weigh-in presented by Hooters South Florida. Festivities conclude with the Fins Weekend Saturday night party. Guests will gather inside a tent at the Miami Marine Stadium to revel in music, local food vendors, and the year's largest gathering of players, coaches, alumni, and cheerleaders. And if you want more information, go to finsweekend.com. Seemed like he had a good head on his shoulder. Seemed like he enjoyed your speech at the rookie symposium.
I don't know if he listened too well. He didn't really lock into any specific thing.
Seemed like he enjoyed it. Mike Gesicki there, second-round draft pick for the Miami Dolphins. Enjoyed talking to him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.